Pressed Akirado to Falcon 3. Arkrid Adventure 3, The Lone Wolf. Title menu. Load game. Loads a previously saved game. New game. Creates a new data file and starts the game. Welcome to Arkrid Adventure 3. This game is the sequel of Arkrid Adventure 2. First, please choose a save slot to use. Once selected, your data will be automatically saved to the specified slot. Please choose a save slot 1. Next, please decide your player name. In the next screen, an input box will be shown. Input your player name there, then press the tab key. Akirado to Falcon 3. Edit land. Luhana. Your player name is Luhana. Is that okay, Akirado? New data has been created. Game setup has been completed. Now the game begins. This is the sequel of the Arkrid Adventure series. Do you want to recap the previous story? If you haven't played the previous games, it will help you understand the game world. What would you like to do? I know that. Let me play. Please recap. I know that. Let me play. Data Luhana. Total playing time. 0 hours, 0 minutes, 21 seconds. Select the stage. Tutorial. Welcome to Bakirano to Falcon 3. Before you begin your adventure, let's familiarize ourselves with basic game operation. Even if you've played the previous game, Bakirano to Falcon 2, a refresher is recommended as some controls have changed since then. There is nothing difficult here. Simply follow my instructions and you'll have no problem remembering the controls right away. The tutorial will now begin. Good luck. Select the level 01. Let's take a walk. Welcome to the tutorial. In this stage, let's learn actions that will be required to play this game. First, we will start with the basics of the game. Hold down your left and right arrow keys to move. While you are holding each of the keys, you can run to the corresponding direction. Okay, let's try. Move right. By default, holding down arrow keys makes you run. Pressing arrows with your control key help will make you walk slowly. In Bakirano to Falcon 2, you were able to run using the control key. If you are used to the previous style, you can change it from the settings menu. Walking slowly will make your stamina recover faster. By the way, there is a wall in front of you. This game is a 2D side-scroller, so you can jump over the wall if it isn't very tall. Also, you can walk on the wall tile. Imagine that blocks are heaped in the game field and you can walk on them. You can press up arrow to jump. Jumping rises you 4 squares higher. Jump over the walls and go further. If you step on the gap in between tiles, you will fall until you hit the ground below. If you are running and the gap is approaching, you can hear your footsteps echo. The echo can be heard when the gap is less than 8 squares in front of you. Keep running and find out how the echoes work. Oh, by the way, there is a river below you. Try jumping into it. Object info, nuts at 105.0, total objects 12 slash current position 117.0. Nuts at 105.0. 113.0. 105.0. Nut. Object mean rate at 91. If an object is located above or below, the volume of the object is lowered. That's why the sound of the river gradually increased. That way, you can imagine how the objects are positioned and how you are moving. These are just basics of the game. You can now proceed to the next tutorial. By the way, I like the cat sitting near the river, isn't it cute? Select the stage, tutorial. Select the level 01. Let's take a walk. 02. Let's play ball. Though you may be used to this in the previous journey, I would like to teach you how to use the enter key. The enter key is used to open doors, pick up items, or use equipment in the game field. First, try opening the door that is located to the right. You can hear the sound of the door. Alternatively, you can check where objects are by pressing the D key. This brings up a list of all objects in the current game field. To check where you are, press the Q key. Object total object door 290. You are in the shopping mall. Let's play with balls here. Don't worry about the other visitors, this is a game. But please use the elevator before starting. Approach it and press enter to activate it. Total object 1 slash current position elevator at 50-0. Welcome to the second floor. I roll a ball from the right side. Please return it back by pressing enter. The ball will be returned in the direction you are facing. Great. Okay, I roll 10 balls. Keep it up. I will give some of the balls to you. Select the stage, tutorial. Select the level 01. Let's take a walk. 03. Let's be acrobatic. Well, let's learn jumping and attacking. You can dodge enemy attacks while jumping. Try avoiding skateboards coming from your right. There is another way to avoid attacks. This is a 2D side scroller, which means that you can avoid every attack by getting out of its range. I will create a tile above you at the location 105, 2. Jump onto it and avoid the skateboards. You can avoid them all by jumping, but you don't need to jump if you are on the tile that was created. 103.
Jump!
105, 3. Okay, proceed to the next room. Object info, skateboard at 47-0, floor at 199-0. Destroy toy cars with a club. Choose a weapon by pressing the W key. To use your weapon, press spacebar. Weapons list. Club 1, made of plastic, looks almost useless. Well done. I would like to add one thing though. In this game, unlike other side-scrollers, you and other objects are not distinct. Enemy attacks can hit other enemies or objects, and your attacks can also hit most of the objects. However, important key items may not be attackable. These are the basics, but I like exceptions. You'll understand why I'm saying this later on. Well, please listen to this situation. 25. Ooh. Object info, toy car 28-0 HP 233% level 0. Total objects 3 slash current position 25-2. Skateboard at 14-0 HP 100% level 0. Toy car 28-0 HP, toy car 31-0. Explains enemies can hit other enemies and destroy them. In this game, you gain experience when you defeat an enemy and level up. Like this. When leveled up, your HP slightly increases. You will also get some level up points. The amount of level up points you can get is based on your current level. Level up points can be assigned to your stats, and you can enhance your strength that way. And up. Press L while in any stage to open the screen. Use your up and down arrows to select what stat you want to enhance. To assign a point, press right arrow. The left arrow will decrease the number of assigned points. Once you have confirmed how many points to assign to each stat, choose confirm at the bottom of the menu. Once you press confirm, it isn't possible to undo the changes or modify them. Please bear this in mind and consider which stat changes are necessary. Once you press Defense, current value colon 0, attack, current value colon 0, defense, tech, current value colon 0, stamina, current value colon 30, HP, current value colon 20. Confirm. HP stat tech of attack. Level up points, 0 points remaining. You can increase the allocation for attack, current value colon 0, with this keystroke. You can increase the allocation for attack. You can decrease the allocation for attack, current value colon 0, with this keystroke, but you cannot reallocate the previously confirmed points. You can decrease the allocation for attack. Okay, now destroy a boss toy car. 25-0. Proceed to the tutorial remix. Good luck. Select the stage. Tutorial. Select the level 01. Let's take a walk. 04. Tutorial remix. Okay. Let's go. Tutorial remix. Oh, before you start, I'll give you this. This is a compact sonar. It uses sounds to indicate walls or surfaces that are in front of or above you. Press the O key to turn it on or off. If the sonar detects a wall, it makes a sound like this. And when it detects a surface above you, you'll hear the sound, but it does not necessarily mean that you can jump up to there. By using the sonar, you'll find exploring stages with complex terrain much easier. Object info, door 490. Total objects, door 490. Object 4, 6, toy car 24, 0, HP 337, 3. Yep. You don't have any items. Sonar on.
Yeah.
12, 3.
Yep. Yeah.
45. Weapon. You don't have any items. You don't have any items. So not off.
Dad!
63-2. Up total off more 64-2. Somaran. Total object state slash current toy car, toy car, toy car. Total objects 2 slash current position. 44, 0. 56, 0. 6 slash current position 030. Switch at 3030. Toy car at 4325. Golden throwing knife at 60-0. Queen river at 76-0. Flex at 85-0. Queen water at 95-0. Object info, toy car, total object 6 slash current, toy car 3825, skateboard at 4125, HP 1 golden throwing knife at screen river at 7. 49, 30. Good job. Actually, I haven't explained everything, but you will eventually figure things out. By the way, how was the last area? Was it too easy for you? The tutorial has ended. The item warehouse has been unlocked. You can now start your journey. Select the stage, tutorial. Data Luana, total playing time, 0 hours 20 minutes 10 seconds. Status, this stage select, move to the stage selection menu. Status, displays player status. Items, list current items. Tactical items, list current tactical items. Collection items, list current collection items. Weapons, list current weapons. Shields, list current shields. Manage data, manage the save data. Data management, online backup, opens the online backup menu. Save slot 1, press enter to change. Player name colon Luana, press enter to change, back. Data Luana, total playing time, 0 hours when status, displays player status. Status, all status. HP 100/100, 100.00% remaining. Stamina 100/100, 100.00% remaining. Shield not equipped, level 1. Assignable point, level 1. Experience 0, 1 required for the next level. Assignable points 0, attack 0, defense 0, tech 0, stamina 100, location 99-0, play mode normal, press enter or escape to close. Data Luana, total playing time 0, exit, save the current data and quits the game. Are you sure you want to quit the game? No, yes.